With that, we take this little time together when Jesus instituted this meal, because it's a meal like the fish, where they ate the fish. He instituted this meal as part of the Passover meal, which was celebrating being delivered from bondage in Egypt. And when he got to the part of the meal and the ritual, and he had taken the bread, and he was getting ready to tell them the story about how the bread didn't have yeast in it because they had to hurry up to get out of Egypt. When he lifted it to heaven, he gave thanks. And he said, "O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of this bread, thank you for it." And then he broke it. And he said, "Take this and eat, all of you, because this will represent my broken body." Now, these little wafers are bland. They don't have any taste to them. But then he took the cup, the third cup in the Passover meal, the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And again, he lifted to heaven and given thanks. "Oh, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant. And Lord, we ask that you bless this cup in Jesus' name." And he said to them, "Drink ye all of this in remembrance of me." Thank goodness for Mr. Welch, who made Welch's grape juice. We can enjoy the sweetness of Jesus' love, and it takes that bland piece of cardboard away. And it lets us to celebrate the love of God.